Each hemisphere processes information in a slightly different way. For example, the left brain is more specialized in serial processing, analyzing information in a linear way, one piece after the other. So that's why our left brains are ideally suited to taking in speech and solving problems in a logical way and dealing with numbers. Now, the right brain is more specialized in parallel processing. In other words, taking in several bits of information at the same time. The right brain is better suited for processing pictures, colors, features and emotions. It's highly active during dreaming. So, generally, you could say the left hemisphere could be better suited for things like words, numbers, order, analysis, speech, linear, sequence and logic. Whereas the right brain is more to do with spatial awareness, color, dreaming, overview, rhythm, dimension, and of course, imagination. Now, I don't want to give the impression that both sides are splendidly isolated, but have you noticed that some people seem to be slightly either one way or the other? You might, for instance, say that someone left brain, using logic, sequence, numbers, words, could be an accountant or a lawyer. And what about the right brain? Maybe an artist, a musician, architect, or dreamer? Now, wouldn't it be desirable to develop and engage both hemispheres, to be a good all-rounder, a master of all, to have a powerful, balanced unison of both sides of your brain, like Leonardo da Vinci? So, bearing in mind those skills of left and right brain, just think for a moment which sides of your brain you're using to memorize a shopping list using the journey method. Now think about it. Well, you're using order throughout the journey, so that's the left brain. Of course, you're using imagination, so that's right brain. You're using spatial awareness, right brain again. Now what about words? Yes, you're listening to words and converting the words from the left brain into pictures into the right brain. You're using color, right brain. You're using logic. Remember, I keep telling you to use logic. Of course, make the journey logical. And use logic. Why is Madonna standing at the park gate? Give her a reason. So you're using left brain logic. You're using overview. You're using serial processing. Yes, you're taking in information one bit at a time. You're using parallel processing. You're converting serially delivered information and putting that into an overall scene using many things at once. So in fact, you pick any one of those cortical skills and you should find you're exercising all of those brain functions. In other words, you're engaging both sides of your brain. So, how would this manifest itself with two perfectly synchronized hemispheres? What might you expect by blending these two hemispheres? Well, how about colorful logic, right and left, imaginative speech, spatial analysis? Okay, now answer me this. After the first couple of exercises, did you feel like your brain was a little bit strained, a little bit overworked? Well, like any underused muscle, it takes a while to develop and to loosen up. Was it slightly uncomfortable to begin with, doing everything at once? I.e., to remember the stages of the journey, to think of an association, to turn it into an image, and then exaggerate it and anchor it to the mental background. Well, of course it wasn't easy to begin with. What you're doing is you're summoning up the whole of your brain. You're asking for the whole of your brain to give you its undivided attention. Now, if you drive a car, can you remember the first time you had a driving lesson? So many things you had to do at once. You had to put your foot on the clutch, into gear, apply the foot on the gas pedal, and you ease your foot off, mirror, signal, maneuver. Didn't that just hurt your head? It did mine. Didn't you think to yourself, I'm never going to master all this. It's just too much to do. But you did. Driving now is automatic for you. Well, I believe that this style of memory training will make the act of engaging both sides of your brain become automatic. By doing simple exercises every day, you'll be doing the equivalent of early morning press-ups. Just like an athlete preparing to run, stretching, exercising, preparing the body, so too you're preparing your mind, warming it up to deal with the day's events and pressures. But there's more evidence for this balancing, harmonious effect of memory training.